sisters in Christ. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our body.
If one takes time to look around, one may find many diverse religions and beliefs. However captivating they may be, I find myself humbly grateful that I am Orthodox Christian. There are so many gifts from God in the world, and I am proud to be of service to Him in return, and often wonder how I can repay His divine gifts. According to Matthew, chapter 5, the answer is simple. He only asks that we prepare ourselves for the final judgment. God asks no other return favor from us, except that we ready our souls for the second coming. Our acts of justice and compassion, our charity and righteous fulfillment of His commandments can help us do just that. He has given us our gifts, our talents, our specialties. What we do with them is up to us. Just like in the parable of the servants, we must know how to take our gifts and use them wisely. Those who bury their talents will forget where they hid them and will have to face their master empty-handed. We must decide to do good with our talents and use them for the well-being of others before ourselves. This is how God wants us to use them, and this is how we may strengthen our souls and bring good testimony to ourselves before His judgment seat. It is our God-given duty to incorporate such actions into our daily lives. The key is, we must do such things because they make the world around you a better place, not because you will gain anything back. Rewards in themselves are not wrong, but doing an act of righteousness and charity only for repayment is a faulty action. However, doing these aforementioned actions out of kindness and charity can lead to a habit of selflessness and wisdom within you. God instructs us to better ourselves through bettering the world around us. There are many people who could use a good deal of comfort and support today. A single gesture of compassion can mean the world to them. I have seen this for myself multiple times. Mother Teresa once said, "The most terrible poverty is loneliness and the feeling of being unloved." God makes no bias amidst the plights of His children, and therefore, neither should we. Our Orthodox faith teaches us that we should be forever devoted unto our Lord, and must do our best to act in His name. Metropolitan Anthony of Sorza says, "It is not enough to give. We must have a heart that gives. In order to give, we must have a compassion deep enough for our sins to be forgiven. Because if we give dutifully, if we are charitable, only in our actions, the recipient receives humiliation and sorrow and pain together with our gift. Even if you are never given any credit among men, as long as your actions are done out of love, God is always watching, and always He sees. Your reward will be of more abundance in heaven than it could ever be on earth." God wants us all to be in heaven with Him. We are all His children, after all. In the end, however, it is entirely up to us as to whether or not we gain access into His kingdom. Jesus, the apostolic fathers, the disciples, and all the saints have each in their turn fulfilled these commands which God has given us to the degree that they have influenced their generations and the generations after them with a willingness to be just as generous and compassionate. To plant such a seed in the heart of just a few can start a virtuous cycle. Even just being there for someone when they are under hard times or depression and despair can encourage them to do the same for someone else who may be encouraged to do so for someone else, and so on. Speaking in terms of youth, there is a stereotype that teenagers should not care for serious things and overly romanticize the frivolous. Maybe this is true for some. In reality, many teenagers are willing to stand up for their beliefs and morals. It is they who can inspire their peers to do likewise. Change the world around you. Enrich your soul and the souls of others. Keep your morals in the Ten Commandments, and above all, do this in the name of the Lord, for it is in His name we serve. Opportunities to practice our deeds are frequently abundant. Quite notably, in the teenager society, depression is a massive problem. I have seen the victims of bullying try to hide their emotions as if ashamed by them. It is our job as individuals to help one another understand these feelings and find healing. We all have experienced such emotions, and we all can use our neighbor's support time to time. In conclusion, I would like to share a quote by St. Isaac the Syrian. "If you change from inhumanity to almsgiving, you have stretched forth the hand that was withered. If you withdraw from theaters and go to church, you have cured the lame foot. If you draw back your eyes from the harlot, you have opened them when they were blind. These are the greatest miracles." We must start preparing ourselves, for only God knows when His divine judgment may come to pass, and do so with all the love that God has for each of His children. Show others, especially those in need, the gentle kindness that He would show for them, and great will be your reward in heaven. Thank you.